Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These player comps are getting out of control.
No, they are.
Feel for the game.
Did Johnny Broome just get drafted with his 17-inch vertical leap?
Yes, and his terrible hair. That's what I couldn't stop looking at during the tournament. He was letting down the whole light skin community with those terrible braids.
Yeah, because you guys have had a solid hair run.
Yeah. Uzan, the guy from Houston that had the tight braids.
And then
we got this guy, Broome.
Nah, this dude, he's...
Look at that. Even in the promo.
Even in the promo, they don't look good.
Please keep the hat on.
As Henry Thomas would say, fire him before they quit.
Please.
Okay?
And are you going through that? 877-881-1053.
That's a six-finger forehead.
Look, I think about it a lot, and I'm not there yet, okay?
Can we back the camera up?
I'm not there yet. I use my cousin as a gauge because he had to shave his head a few years ago. And so I asked him, like, hey, is it getting too much? And he's like, no, you still got a little bit of time left. So your boy's holding on. Your boy's holding on. But here's the question I have. Why has nobody in his inner circle said anything to him?
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's the issue. You know, real quick before we get into this segment.
I mean, this is a good start of the segment. It's fair foul.
This is a fair foul, yeah. Go check out Johnny Broome's hair. And fair foul, he's still holding on to these whack-ass braids. Herm Edwards said you always have to have that one guy in your group that says no. All right? You can't have a team full of... And that's just life. That's just life 101. You have to have that guy or gal that isn't just a yes man or yes woman. You need to have that person that keeps it real with you. All right, and I'm afraid that no one has kept it real with Johnny Broome.
No. I mean, he's been in Auburn for 9 years, so I'm exaggerating.
No, I was going to say, well, he's a transfer.
Dude, I'm just saying he's been in college
for a minute.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to say that at one point, Auburn's starting lineup was older than the Thunder's starting lineup this past season.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I remember that. That's crazy.
Hi, Blake and Fred. I've had hit or miss availability to listen to y'all, but y'all are great. Question, did we ever see if Fred can cross up Blake? Or it says, do we ever see if Fred and cross up Blake? But I'm assuming Fred cross up.
So Blake and I went and played basketball at LA Fitness about a month ago, month or 6 weeks ago, give or take. We ended up just being on the same team, running 5-on-5, and we dominated for two games. So
bad they had to run back the game before we even finished.
It wasn't even. I mean, I was.
Let's just start it over.
Seriously, no, it was just total domination. And because then we came on the air the next day and welcomed all comers to a 2-on-2 here in the Texas Dallas media. No one has taken us up on our
keeping
offer.
Up with the balls.
That too.
That's an old cut. Where is that from?
That's something else. I appreciate where you're going there. All right. This is Michael Wilbon, longtime host of Pardon the Interruption. That show's been on forever. But here's Michael Wilbon waxing poetic on the contender chances of your Dallas Mavericks.
You got Kyrie Irving, okay, who we've seen help get a team to the finals. You got Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, guys going to the Hall of Fame. You got Lively and Gafford, which give you defensive front line play like few other teams in the league. Flagg would be joining that in the front court, although he can do a lot of everything. You got PJ Washington, who gives you versatility, and you got Max Christie, who gives you a depth. And to me, you can look at what will be Houston and Oklahoma City. I'm not saying you'd beat them, but you can say, let's drop the gloves and go. That Dallas roster, led by Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving, they contend.
Did you just say that Anthony Davis is going to the Hall of Fame? Are you certain of that? Klay Thompson, You have Anthony Davis in the Hall of Fame without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. No
doubt. That's interesting. Does Cooper Flagg make...
I love Tony Kornheiser.
Beef at the end.
You know, you and I think could give off kind of PTI vibes.
Yeah.
I think we have that kind of old school relationship. But
is Anthony Davis a Hall of Famer? Side note.
That's a great that's actually where I was getting ready to go next, was maybe that's the real fair foul in all this. Because I think we all agree fair that the Mavericks will be a championship contender next year, right? We're all on the same page on that. The better question is Anthony Davis a Hall of Famer? Now, I think right now the answer is no. But considering how maligned and lambasted this poor bastard's been since he got to Dallas. And it's not anything he's done other than just be Anthony Davis and, you know, get traded for by Nico.
And not drop another episode of his joking show.
Which you guys seem to like a lot more than I did. I'm not watching it
until he comes out with episode two.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis for his career, 24 points a game, 10.5 rebounds, 2.6 assists, 52% shooter, 29% three-point shooter, 79% free throw shooter, and win shares a little bit over 6 or 118.8.
So would you say it's fair to say at this point in his career he's on the fringe?
I would absolutely say he's on the fringe. I would say I don't even know if I'd say he's a fringe. If I had to say right now, he's not a Hall of Famer, right? Because I think the injury question looms too large, right? I just think that's right now that's as big a question. Because, yes, did he ball in 2020 in the bubble? 100. That team was nasty that season.
Okay, do you want to know Basketball References does a great job of putting the accomplishments, kind of taking bias and media stuff.
Yeah, and comparing to other people and stuff.
And just saying their Hall of Fame probability.
Yeah.
You want to know where they have our boy Anthony Davis at. They have him at 44th. These are guys that obviously aren't in there. Like LeBron's at 1,000.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That's 100%. He could have retired 5 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, LeBron's he's kind of like the Tom Brady. Like, as soon as he retires, the clock starts.
Steph Curry.
Like, you could almost waive the 5 years. Yeah. Like, there's certain guys.
It should be.
Like, it's basically one of those questions, like, you're not going to come back, are you? Okay, you're not? Okay, boom, let's do it next
LeBron's
year.
At 100%. Kevin Durant's at 100%. Yeah. Chris Paul's at 100%. Steph Curry's at 100%. James Harden's at 100%.
And they've got Anthony Davis at 44%.
No, 44th. It's just like there's numbers. There's a bunch of guys that are 100%.
So what's his percentage?
Russell Westbrook. I'm building the suspense. Russell Westbrook, 99%, I think we all.
He's a Hall of Famer. No question.
And the next name up, Anthony Davis, 99% on Basketball Reference.
Are we not ball knowers? That's kind of crazy.
Because when you said 44, I thought 44%? I'd agree with that.
44th on the list. Like, they say he has a better chance than Giannis, Jokic, and Dame currently, just right now. They're all in the 99. Like, it's not like they're in like 94. Like, 90.
Anybody that has him above Jokic as Hall of Fame.
Giannis is also 99, but it's like percentiles 9, 9, 6, 0, 9, 9, 5, 6. Like,
what are we doing? 2-on-4, everyone makes the Basketball Hall of Fame.
They do let a lot. I mean, Bill Self's in the. I mean, the fact they let people in the Hall of Fame while they're still alive.
They got AD with a better percentage, just on Basketball Reference, than Kyrie.
Is Kyrie not 100% Hall of Famer on
he's
there?
He's 97.
Nah, he's 100%. That's crazy.
Paul George is a tick above Kyrie Irving.
Now, that's a wild take.
Leonard's at 91.
I mean,
I don't hate it.
Kyle Lowry's at an 85. Draymond Green's at a 70. I would say Draymond's a Hall of Famer. They have him at a 76. And you got guys like Kevin Love and Klay Thompson who are at 73%. Jimmy Butler at 72%.
That's an interesting list you can digest. I mean,
Mike, what did you just say? Mike Lowry. What is it?
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Mike Lowry?
Bad Boys 4 coming out this summer. Kyle Lowry with an 85% chance. I mean,
they got Anthony Davis, 10-time All-Star, 2020 NBA champ, 2012 All-Rookie Team, 2016 All-Star MVP, Three-time block champion, five-time All-NBA, five-time All-Defensive, and NBA 75th anniversary team. This is important accomplishments.
Well, if he got in the top 75, then yeah, he's going to get
I guess that's the NBA already kind of saying.
I mean, the NBA's already pretty much penciled him in.
Yeah, he's going to go ahead and get in. It's just, it's...
Doesn't feel right?
It doesn't. I mean, the idea that Kyle Lowry is an 85%. I mean, look, Paul George as a Hall of Famer doesn't feel right to me.
Paul George, they got on here for his 9-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA, 4-time All-Defensive Team, 2018 Steelers Champion, 2010 All-Rookie Team, 2012 Most Improved.
Maybe we're just letting the back ends of their careers water.
I think that's it. I think that's the – and you know what? You know what's happened is
– retire early.
Well, there's that. And then there's also the fact that, you know, these guys spend the last 4 or 5 years chasing rings. And
yeah, they bounce ring around. Is hurt.
It's
and then
killed
you, and then when you lose, we hold them against
we
you.
We hold it against you.
If you just
you.
Retired and didn't win, it's a little bit not held as much against you rather than keep
because
chasing
we don't,
and
because
losing.
We don't hold it against Charles Barkley.
No. We're just like, he doesn't have a ring, but he doesn't keep dropping.
He doesn't keep dropping, and it's like, you know, you had to play against Michael, right?
We don't hold it against Russ.
We really don't. We
Russ
really don't. But he also, I mean,
but he also has some of the greatest stats
had,
ever.
I mean, he had a historical, like a 3-4 year run where
prime
we'd never
insane.
Seen anything like it. I mean, this dude was literally a walking triple double.
Kyle Lowry, there's no way kids even 5 years from now, that 10 years from now, will know who Kyle Lowry is. He's not going to be
outside of that 1 year in Toronto. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a very good basketball player,
Kyle
Lowry.
They got three accomplishments: 2019 NBA champ, 2015 All NBA, and 6-time All Star.
See, that's
85%, and that's nuts.
See, I think the problem is
13.9 points for his career average. Obviously, dropping 3 points a game last year didn't help.
Kyle Lowry's not a Hall of Famer. That's the most absurd thing I've heard all day. Kyle Lowry is not a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry.
Better percentage than Draymond Green, almost 10 points better.
The average NBA
Look,
person
Draymond
doesn't
Green
even...
Draymond Green belongs in the Hall of Fame. Because I'm going to tell you right now, he was a key cog on those championship teams.
Would you want to take a hot take and say he was more important than Clay during the championship run? Obviously, Steph and KD being 1 and 2.
Because prime Clay.
That's what we're talking about. Prime Clay.
Because you're getting into a little bit of the recency bias.
I'm just asking. I'm asking. During that, Clay was phenomenal.
No, you can't. But now,
so Draymond
was the
fourth most important.
But then when you think about, look, I mean, we could look back and you could point to the 2016. NBA Finals, where he gets two games?
Yeah, he gets kicked out because he kicks LeBron.
Because he
and
kicks LeBron
the
in the crotch, and that changed the whole tenor of the turn of the finals.
Maybe it changed the whole NBA. Maybe OKC doesn't win the finals.
I mean, it's hard to say. I didn't know. I'll tell you what a fair foul. All right, 1 hour in the books. What's coming up next?
Next, we got our boy Nick Angstead of Lockdown Mavs, your favorite Dallas Mavericks reporter on YouTube, is joining us next on the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.